program does not necessarily reflect the views of News Radio 830 KHVH, its staff, or management.
Now it's time for the Hawaiian Eye Show, sponsored by Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better. This is your weekly informative hour all about eyes. Learn about cataracts. Ask a question about glaucoma. Find out how diabetes affects your eyes. Stay tuned for an entertaining and educational program about eyes and eye care. Call in to have your questions answered by the doctor. Now, your host, Harvard-trained eye surgeon, Dr. Christopher Tortora.
Hi, good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Steve Ree filling in for Dr. Tortora this morning. For the next hour, thank you for joining me. We're going to talk about eyes, eye problems, everything eye-related. If you have any questions about your eyes, a relative's eyes, or a friend's eyes, please give us a call at 521-8383. Again, the number here is 521-8383. For those of you surprised to hear a different voice this morning, I'm Steve Ree. I've called in on occasion with interesting cases. I've done the radio show a few times before. As you know, I work with Dr. Tortora at our office in Oahu, as well as in Hilo on the Big Island. I'm also an eye doctor, an ophthalmologist. I've had added training in cornea, which is the front part of the eye. So Dr. Tortora and I see patients in our office in Wahiawa, and I'm also in our Hilo office on the Big Island. So it's great to be here with you guys this morning. And I thought I'd spend the hour talking about interesting cases, as well as different eye problems, specifically as it relates to other diseases that people may have. Believe it or not, different conditions or problems outside of in the body itself can show up in the eye, and we can actually see those and make specific diagnoses. Well, to give you a little bit more background about myself, I've been in Hawaii for the past 2 years, and I've been working at Hawaiian Eye Center and having a great time. I love the people that I work with. All the patients that I've seen have been super nice. I grew up on the East Coast and did all my training out there, and worked a little bit on the West Coast, and finally made it farther out west here in Hawaii. So my wife and my child are having a great time, and we've acclimated really well to island life. People ask me, is there anything you miss about living on the mainland? And I have to say, not much. I certainly don't miss the cold weather. I don't miss scraping the ice off of my windshield in the mornings. And, you know, having you know, the temperature in the 70s and up all the time has been wonderful. Although there has been a cold spell lately, and I was surprised to, you know, find that temperature at 63 degrees in the morning, which, you know, back home is nothing. But it's been great so far. I have to say, there is one thing that I do miss. I miss having a hot, juicy pastrami sandwich. So if anybody knows where I can get one of those here on Oahu, please give us a call. 521-8383. Of course, give us a call with any eye problems as well. So I thought I'd like to start off with a few interesting cases. On occasion, I call in and talk about a few cases that I've seen throughout the week or the month, and I thought I'd start off with a few interesting ones that I've seen lately. My patients often tell me that they take their vision for granted until things go wrong, which is totally the case. You know, we're so dependent on our vision to see and do day-to-day things that it's not until things go wrong or awry, or you notice the difference in your vision, that you kind of start to worry about what's going on. And these cases kind of illustrate that. So the first case is a nice 65-year-old gentleman who came in complaining of a new floater in the left eye. He described it as being right in the center of his vision, and it does move around, but moves only when he moves his eyes. So that's kind of an important distinction. Usually, a lot of people have floaters, and people notice either a spot or kind of like a spider web stringy thing that floats around in their vision, and it comes and goes. However, for this gentleman, this new spot was right in the center and didn't really move around unless he moved his eyes, which is a little bit different from a floater. And he also described it as being a little bit bright and even red at times. So not really a flashing light. Oftentimes when people come in complaining of floaters, we ask them, oh, do you have any flashing lights? And flashing lights are described as almost like a spot or a spark off to the side in the vision. But this was a little bit different in character. So, it's gotten interesting. So on exam, his vision was quite good, 20/20 in both eyes. However, he did have that spot centrally in the left eye. And when I looked at him, the front part of the eye looked great. He had some mild cataracts. So after we dilated him to take a good look in the back, well, he did have a floater in the left eye. And we can actually see that floating around, but he also had some changes on his retina. Now, the retina is the tissue that lines the inner part of the eye. And this tissue actually senses light and sends that information to the brain so we can see. But he did have some changes that was consistent with something called macular degeneration. And so I thought, that could be the reason why he's having this new spot in his vision. Well, before I go on, we have a caller here, Tina from IAEA.
Hi.
Hi, Tina. Hey, it's Dr. E. How are you?
Nice to talk to you. I just happened to have the radio on, and I thought, oh, perfect timing.
Oh, great.
I'm 71 years old, and when there was this, everybody was having laser treatment about 12 years or 13 years ago. I did have laser done to my eyes, and because up to that time I was wearing mono contacts, it was a natural progression for me to have one eye near, one eye far, so I could see.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to have, extra glasses. Well, it's come to the point where I was not able in the last month or so to thread a sewing machine needle, and it was really alarming for me. I couldn't handle it. I think it was, like you said, the realization of something that you normally do, you can't do. Oh,
sure,
it was
sure,
awful.
Sure.
So I did go to my doctor, and I do have glasses just for this purpose,
mm-hmm.
and it works.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels strong, like. So I can't leave it on for more than 30 seconds, really, just to thread it and pow, it's done.
Right, right.
But I'm a little concerned now about this change in my life and what I can look forward to if this is going to progress to a more, mm-hmm. anything else going to happen to me kind
sure.
of thing.
Well, can I just clarify one thing? What kind of laser did you have done? Was it LASIK?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. You had LASIK done to kind of clear up your vision?
Yes.
For distance? Okay.
And up to that point, mm-hmm. I had been wearing monovision with contacts, and so,
sure.
That's how it happened.
Okay. Well, over time, the LASIK procedure, which just for the audience, the LASIK is a laser, as you said, and the laser is performed on the surface of the eye, on the cornea, and it's used to clear up either the distance or sometimes even the near vision. And it sounds like you had the monovision LASIK done. Okay. And over time, the LASIK can kind of lose its effect. You had it done over 10 years ago, you said?
It was in 1999.
Okay, and it can lose its effect over time. Also, may I ask how old you are?
I said I'm 71. I'm going to be 72.
Okay, so you're at that age where the cataracts develop as well. So that could be one factor in why your vision is changing over time. So certainly changing the glasses will help out. If you feel it's too strong, perhaps, it is too strong, and that's why you're having some difficulties. If adjusting the glasses doesn't work out for you and you're still having problems, perhaps it is something else within the eye itself, like the cataract. I don't know if your doctor had mentioned that.
Yes, as a matter of fact, and I kind of dismissed it. I just wanted to have the glasses so I could sew. Lord. See, there it is.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, with as the cataracts develop, certainly a change in glasses could help out. Also, I've noticed that a lot of people use kind of a stronger light source as well, particularly with reading or near work. And that often helps out just to clear up, you know, whatever you're seeing. So maybe getting a good light source when you're working up close with your glasses. If that doesn't work, you know, you might want to get it checked out again, you know, just to see if the cataracts are a factor.
Yeah. It's, I think, a little alarming because I love to sew.
Sure.
And it's suddenly, it's not an easy thing. It's, I even got what they call handicap needles so that there's a slot on the side and you can put
the thread through.
But
it's
awful.
Oh,
because what happens is in the course of sewing, it comes out. And so I'm thinking, oh, this is going to save me. This is going to be great. Blah, 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 blah. And it doesn't. And for me anyway, because it keeps coming out. So I change the needle. Oh, junk needle. Not the needle. It's because of the process itself. It's the up and down movement which causes the thread to come out of the little slot in
and
the
you're
side.
And you have difficulty seeing that.
So I decide, oh, forget it. But having somebody do my hemming for $15 is just a little bit, too
much.
Right.
You'd rather do it yourself.
So I want to do it myself, but some things I think I have to come to grips with. That
perhaps there has been some sort of change. Like I said, the LASIK, can lose its effect over time.
Since
if you do have cataracts, you know, they could have developed, you know, during that time as just get it checked out, you know, and get a definitive answer. Perhaps, you know, even a change in the glasses may help. It could be as simple as that.
Yeah, I think maybe that's the first one. Because I thought there was going to be a cure-all for everything, you know, just get the new glasses and everything will be hunky-dory, not so.
Well, it could
get the
be.
New needles, not so. Right. You know, you just have to keep on making adjustments throughout the way.
It seems like you've exhausted all the avenues, but maybe just getting one more checkup, you know, just to double-check the glasses first.
Okay.
And then just have them examine your eyes one more time.
Thank you so, so much.
Hey, no problem. Have
all
a good
right.
weekend.
Have a good weekend.
Okay. So we're actually going to take a break, and after we come back, we'll finish that interesting case.
If you need the personal attention of Dr. Tortora or one of the other doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better, visit their offices in central Oahu and in Hilo on the Big Island. Call for your appointment. The number on Oahu is 733-2020. That spells C-2020. From the neighbor islands, call toll-free 1-888-621-2020.
When you have a cataract, your vision gets gradually worse over time. You don't see as well.
Having the corrective surgery and now having the vision of a much younger man, I can see again.
Our state-of-the-art surgery center offers safety and convenience without a hospital stay. Visit our website and learn what's involved in a cataract procedure. You'll be surprised how easy it can be.
Take a virtual tour of a cataract procedure at their website, HawaiianEye.com. To make an appointment, call Hawaiian Eye Center at C2020. That's 733-2020. Or from the neighbor islands, call 888-621-2020.
The Hawaiian Eye Show phone lines are now open. Give us a call at 521-8383 with your questions for the doctor. If you're calling from the neighbor islands, call us toll-free at 888-565-8383. Now, back to your host, Harvard-trained eye surgeon, Dr. Christopher Tortora.
Hi, welcome back. This is Dr. Steve Ree filling in for Dr. Tortora on the Hawaiian Eye Show. We had a great question from Tina. She was having difficulties doing her needlework. She had had LASIK done in the past, it sounds like, and over time, things were getting more difficult for her to do, and her glasses weren't helping. Well, people at that age, in 60s or 70s, do tend to experience changes in the vision over time, and the most common reason is the development of cataracts. I think our regular listeners know that the cataract is the lens inside of the eye. When we're born, the lens is clear, but over time it does get cloudy, and this happens to everybody. So if you're in your 60s and your 70s, you do have cataracts. I even have cataracts now, probably. And if the cataracts do get more cloudy, that will affect your vision. And sometimes a change in the glasses is simply enough to correct the vision. So we have our patients who come in, who do complain of a change in vision since their last visit, and often just changing their glasses is enough to correct that. If, however, a glasses change is not enough and their vision is still bothersome and they do have a significant cataract, then we do recommend cataract surgery. Well, let's go back to that interesting case of our 65-year-old with a new quote-unquote floater. His vision was great, but he did see that central spot. On dilated exam, he did have a floater in that left eye, but he also had changes from macular degeneration. And this is something that affects people older age. It does run in families too, which is interesting. I don't think this particular gentleman had any family history that he knew of. And this does affect the retina, which is in the back or the inside of the eye. And to kind of investigate this further, we had a special photo done with the OCT, or optical coherence tomography. This is a special instrument that scans the retina. And this is really great because it gives us a visual cross-section, or takes a picture, a cross-section of the retina, and we can actually see if there's anything going on with the retina. And for this particular gentleman, there was actually a subtle change right in the center of the macula. There was actually some fluid buildup within the retina, and this was probably what was causing him to see that spot, different from a floater, a central spot that was bothersome to him. So ultimately, we sent him to a retina specialist who did initiate treatment. Now, macular degeneration, as I said, affects older folks, usually a family history, and it's the central vision that's affected initially. Different from glaucoma, you may have heard that term on the show before. Glaucoma affects the outside or side vision, whereas macular degeneration can affect the central vision, and it can be quite bothersome and ultimately really devastating if it is severe or advanced. However, there is treatment for particular types of macular degeneration, and this has been really fantastic for our patients who have this condition. And with this treatment, a special medication is injected inside of the eye. And I know that sounds kind of gruesome, but your eyes numbed up and you don't feel anything, but that medication is injected into the eye, and studies have shown that it can stop the progression of the disease, and in some people the vision has improved. So hopefully for this gentleman, it sounds like he got in early enough before it really affected his vision, and he got the appropriate treatment. All right, so the next case is another gentleman, about 61 years old, and he came in complaining of double vision. Now, can you imagine having double vision, seeing two of things? That can be really disturbing. I mean, driving, reading, or simply eating, it can be really disturbing to you. So he came in, and for the past 2 days, he's been seeing double, and he described seeing objects one on top of another. So it's a vertical double vision, or diplopia is the term we use. And it's important to distinguish whether the person sees double seeing with both eyes or with just one eye. So he kind of described it himself, that when he blocks the vision in one eye, the double vision disappears. And if he blocks the other eye, the double vision disappears. It's only when he looks through both eyes that he sees double. So that's an important distinction to make. So that suggests that the eyes aren't perfectly aligned. One eye might be looking off to the side, whereas the other eye might be looking straight, and that causes him to see double. But for him, the objects were vertical. One object was on top of the other. So one eye probably was looking up, and the other was probably fine. And that's exactly what I saw on exam. The left eye was kind of tilted up a little bit, whereas the right eye was looking straight, and it's no wonder he was seeing double. So in cases like this, we like to check other things, make sure everything else is okay, particularly the lid. We always check for any droopiness of the lid. We also like to check the pupil, make sure the pupils are equal and reacting regularly. And this is important to distinguish different causes of double vision. The most common causes are disorders of the cranial nerves. These are nerves that control eye muscles, and the eye muscles control eye movement. So there are particular tests that we can do to localize which nerve, which cranial nerve, isn't working properly. And for this particular gentleman, it was the fourth cranial nerve on the left eye. Usually when we see cases like this, we like to ask for other things in the medical history, things like high blood pressure, and especially diabetes, because those conditions can sometimes affect the cranial nerve. And what happens is those conditions over time, as it develops or it gets worse, it can block the blood flow to the cranial nerve and make them sick. So the muscle, which the nerve controls, doesn't work properly. So this patient didn't really have any of that history. He has no high blood pressure, no history of diabetes. He's relatively healthy, doesn't really take any medications at all. So you have to wonder what else is going on. So other things that can cause double vision are neurologic disorders, things that can affect the brain, things like a stroke, inflammatory disorders, and even a tumor. So the next step for this gentleman was to get worked up, see what was going on, what was causing that nerve to not function properly. So he actually got an MRI, and we're awaiting the results. He got this recently. I saw him only a few days ago, so hopefully everything is okay. Now, to address the double vision, the best thing really now to do is just patch one eye, since seeing through both eyes is causing him to see double. Just by patching one eye will kind of relieve that. And depending on the cause of the double vision, hopefully it'll resolve over time. Now, I made a distinction between double vision through both eyes and through one eye only. Some people do come in complaining of seeing double when just looking through the one eye. When they cover one eye, the double vision's still there. And oftentimes, their double vision's a little bit different from the bilateral or binocular double vision. They often describe seeing two of things, but kind of shifted, almost like a ghost image, kind of like a shadow. They see a shadow image off to the side. And this is usually caused by any type of ocular surface abnormality. Oftentimes these folks have dry eye, causing an unstable tear film. Now, if the tear film or the surface is unstable, that can often cause vision problems. And I often ask them, when you blink, does the double vision go away? And they often say, yes, it does, but then it comes back after a while. So I often have these patients just use some artificial tears because of their dry eye condition. Another cause of this ghosting image is astigmatism. And astigmatism is a term we use to describe a type of glasses correction. People often have farsighted correction, nearsighted correction, a reading correction, as well as an astigmatism correction. So people with astigmatism can have this type of ghosting or image problem as well. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll go over one more interesting case.
If you need the personal attention of Dr. Tortora or one of the other doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better, visit their offices in Central Oahu and in Hilo on the Big Island. Call for your appointment. The number on Oahu is 733-2020. That spells C-2020. From the neighbor islands, call toll-free 1-888-621-2020.
Hawaiian Eye Center offers complete eye care for the entire family. Now, cataract patients can reduce or eliminate their dependence on eyeglasses with premium cataract care in as little as 15 minutes. Their experienced surgeons have extensive cataract and general eye care experience. And they proudly welcome their newest eye surgeon, Dr. Stephen Ree. Dr. Ree brings a wealth of experience to the Hawaiian Eye Center team. To schedule an appointment with a member of the eye care team, call Hawaiian Eye Center today at 733-2020 or visit the website at hawaiianeye.com.
The news authority in Honolulu is News Radio, 830 KHVH.
It's 73 degrees, mostly cloudy in Honolulu. I'm Julia Norton. Dennis, here's what's happening. Mitt Romney and Ron Paul are battling for votes today in Maine. Romney is assuring voters he learned conservative values from his mom and dad and is promising to bring America back if elected president. Paul says he has a very good chance of winning in Maine, where week-long caucuses conclude today. The other two Republican presidential candidates, Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich, aren't actively competing in Maine. The U.S. Embassy in Bahrain says it's looking into reports that two Americans have been detained. A Bahraini rights activist says the two were taken into custody today as part of security crackdowns before the first anniversary of the anti-government uprising in the Gulf Kingdom. Meanwhile, a security official in Egypt says an American student and an Australian journalist have been arrested for allegedly trying to bribe people to join a strike demanding transition to civilian rule. Police have opened an arson investigation and arrested a 43-year-old Waimanalo man after he allegedly set fire to his father's vehicle yesterday. It began with an argument between the man and his 68-year-old father at their Waikupanaha Street home at about 3:30 p.m. The son allegedly torched his father's car, then fled. Second-degree arson and other charges are pending. A man struck by a car in Ewa Beach last month has died. The Honolulu police were informed by the Honolulu Medical Examiner's Office that the man died yesterday from the critical injuries he sustained in the crash. It happened just before 9:30 a.m. January 16th at Fort Weaver Road and Kilaha Street. The driver was unlicensed and arrested at the scene for negligent injury and driving without a license. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has renewed a disaster declaration for the Big Island because of volcanic emissions from Kilauea volcano. Island weather, sunny and breezy today, high near 80 tonight, partly cloudy, low near 70 tomorrow, sunny, currently 73.
Hawaiian Eye Center offers you complete eye care for the entire family. Now, cataract patients can reduce or eliminate their dependence on eyeglasses with premium cataract care in as little as 15 minutes. Advanced technology lenses are designed to provide good vision for distance, near and in between, with less dependence on eyeglasses. When cataracts blur vision, a short, painless procedure helps. If you have a cataract and want back youthful vision, call Hawaiian Eye Center at 733-2020 or visit hawaiianeye.com.
The phone lines are now open at 521-8383. On the neighbor islands, it's a free call, 1-888-565-8383. And now, here's Dr. Christopher Tortora.
Hey, welcome back. This is Dr. Steve Ree filling in for Dr. Tortora. We were talking about some interesting cases. However, during the break, there was a caller. She was calling regarding cataract surgery. She had a relative who had cataract surgery done recently, but she noted that she was still wearing her glasses, and she was wondering if this was normal or if it was unusual. Well, after cataract surgery, it's not that unusual for people to wear glasses. What we do is we take out the person's natural lens and put in an artificial lens. And what we do in most cases is to aim for good distance vision. And we make a few measurements and calculations, and we customize the lens that we put in to fit that person's eye. However, it is an estimation. And to get the very best vision, perhaps for driving or nighttime driving, a person may end up being more comfortable wearing the glasses. For reading, that's also another issue. since for this particular type of lens that we put in, we aim for good distance vision. However, for reading, you will need to use reading glasses. There is another type of lens available now called what we call lifestyle lenses, which gives you a little bit more flexibility in terms of the distance and close-up vision. So for people who want that flexibility, this type of lens may be a good choice. To get the very best or crispest distance or reading vision, you still may need the glasses, but for everyday stuff like reading a menu in the restaurant, or perhaps, you know, perusing through a magazine, this lifestyle lens is a great choice, since it does give you that flexibility and you may be less dependent on your reading glasses. So that's a great question. I mean, I know there must be a lot of questions about cataracts and cataract surgery. I know we've gone through the specifics of the surgery itself on the show, and perhaps other people out there have questions about, you know, whether they need the cataract surgery or not. It all depends on, you know, what your needs are in terms of your vision. If you are having difficulties, perhaps, with reading, as that first caller had noted, or close-up work, or perhaps you're having trouble driving or driving at nighttime. The glare from the headlights from the opposing traffic is bothersome to you. Things like that, or those are the most common complaints that we get from patients who do end up requiring cataract surgery. So I'd like to go back to my last interesting case. This is a younger person, a 45-year-old female, who noted that the vision in the right eye was gradually getting blurry over the past month or so. She does have a history of diabetes, which by her account is uncontrolled. She hasn't really been following up with her doctor at all, doesn't really check her sugars, so they are pretty high. Now, we do see a lot of diabetic patients. We recommend that our patients with diabetes get an annual checkup for their eyes, and that's because the diabetes can affect the eyes and the vision. We specifically require a dilated exam because we want to check the retina, and that's where most of the diseases from diabetes in the eye occur. Now, when the sugars are out of control, the chances of stuff happening to your eyes and the rest of your body obviously is increased. The high sugars themselves can sometimes affect the lens, and it can cause some temporary blurry vision. But in her case, the vision's been pretty steadily blurry and getting worse over the past month. So on exam, the vision certainly was down in that eye compared to the left eye. The front part of the eye looked fine. However, when we dilated her eyes and took a look in the back, she did have significant changes from diabetes. And things that we look for in our diabetic patients after we dilate and look inside are is bleeding. Sometimes we see spots of blood in diabetes that's uncontrolled. The blood vessels get a bit leaky and they leak blood, so we can actually see spots of blood on the retina. If the leakage has been there for a while, sometimes we see swelling of the retina. The retina swells kind of like a dried sponge, and we can actually see areas that are swollen. And this can be really significant. It can affect the vision, and that needs to be treated right away. And in fact, this particular patient did have some of that swelling along with the spots of blood. In more severe cases, we can actually see abnormal blood vessels growing, and this can cause a lot of problems. These blood vessels, since they're abnormal, they're really leaky, and sometimes we can even see blood within the eye cavity itself, and that can significantly impair vision. So since this person had these diabetic changes, she really needed to get treated, and one type of treatment is actually a laser procedure that's done to kind of shrink away all that swelling in the retina. So we initiated that, and over the course of a few weeks, our vision did improve over time. So for the diabetic patients, make sure you get followed up by your PCP on a regular basis. It's very important to keep your sugars under good control. When they're out of control over time, it can affect your entire body, not only the eyes. We also recommend that you do get an eye exam once a year. When these changes occur, you may not even notice it. In this particular patient, they were extensive enough that it did affect the vision. But for a lot of folks, these changes can happen and the vision can still be 20/20. So it's really important to get that yearly dilated exam. Well, so those are the interesting cases that I had this morning. What I would like to talk about next are different diseases that can affect the eye and how they can appear in the eye. It's often said that the eyes are the windows to the soul. That means different things for different people, but for an eye doctor like me, it is pretty significant because changes that we see on the eye may reflect things that are happening in the rest of the body. And we've often made diagnoses simply from things that we see on an eye exam. So for instance, I'm going to start from the outside in. So I'm going to talk about eyelid changes. Some people, especially older folks, come in and they complain of having these whitish to yellowish spots on the eyelid, kind of like on the inner eyelids, usually on the upper eyelid. They're kind of raised and yellow appearing, and it's kind of bothersome to them because it looks a little bit weird. And we do see this on occasion, and these are what's called xanthelasma. And this is simply cholesterol deposits under the skin of the eyelid. And these often appear, as I said, in older folks, and the cholesterol just builds up over time under the skin. And if enough collects there, people can notice it. You can see it as a kind of like a yellowish patch right on the upper eyelid. Now, this may or may not be an indication of high cholesterol levels. So simply having them doesn't mean your cholesterol is high, but if you haven't gotten it checked, it may be a good idea to get it checked by your primary care doctor. Oftentimes, if these are really large enough and they're really bothersome to the patient, they can be removed. However, there's always a chance that they can come back afterwards. Now, it's interesting. During my research, I saw that if you're familiar with the Mona Lisa, the painting by Leonardo da Vinci, she actually has evidence of the xanthelasma. If you take a closer look, right above or next to her left eye or eyelid, she has a little spot there. And people think that the Mona Lisa may have had a xanthelasma. So I thought that was interesting. So for those of you who are into art or have an art book handy, take a close look at Mona Lisa's left eye. Well, we have another caller. Hello? Okay. While they get that caller in, another eye condition that we see on occasion. The caller there? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hi. Is this Janie?
This is Janie.
Hi. This is Dr. Ree. What's mm-hmm. going on? How can we help you?
Well, let me tell you, my problem started back in Afghanistan in 1968, and I was told that I had glaucoma.
Okay.
And I was in the Foreign Service at the time, and periodically I would come back to the States on what we call home leave, and then go back to another post of assignment. Well, anyway, at that time, I was confirmed that I had glaucoma, and over the years, it's just become, you know, progressively worse. But then I've had I'm 82, by the way. I'm going to be 83 next month, and I've had two laser surgeries, corrective surgery for my glaucoma.
Okay.
I've also had cataracts removed in both eyes.
Okay.
And over the years and up to the present time now, my vision has become progressively worse. In other words, it's I have distorted vision all the time.
Oh.
You know, my vision is never clear. and I never see anything very clearly. And for maybe 2 hours at a time, a day, I could see somewhat clearly, but the vision is vague. And then things start getting very distorted. And now I have to sit in front of the TV about, a foot and a half away to see what's on the screen. And even then, it's everything is blurry. And I'm just wondering what is wrong with my eyes.
Well, it sounds like you've got a lot of stuff going on. Certainly the glaucoma may be an issue. You've taken care of the cataracts with the cataract surgery.
Yes, I've had surgery twice on both eyes.
On both eyes, mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's not an issue. Sometimes after cataract surgery, people develop what's called a capsular opacification. Happens in about 20% of people after cataract surgery, where mm-hmm. a film begins to form behind the implant. I don't know if you have that or not, but that's something to check up on since you did have the cataract surgery done.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really explain distorted vision, though. Does the distortion come and go, or it's always there?
No, it's constant.
Oh, it's constant, mm-hmm. Yeah. When people describe things being distorted, like if they see waviness, like things that should be straight appear wavy.
It's just terribly distorted, and everything is very blurry. And I also have dry eye syndrome.
Yeah, that's another thing that I want to touch upon, too. Mm-hmm. So a lot of
my peripheral vision is also gone.
Yeah, that's probably from the glaucoma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the combination of those things certainly doesn't help your vision. However, I'm sure we can try to, maximize each condition,
mm-hmm.
Starting with the dry eye. A lot of people have dry eye. And
yeah, my eyes tear excessively, and I'm using eye drops now for that.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of weird for people who have dry eye to tear excessively. That sounds counterintuitive.
Well,
but,
it does, yeah.
But it kind of makes sense because the dry eye mm-hmm. is irritative, and it irritates your eye. So when the eye is irritated, they're going to reflexively tear.
Well, it's just terrible.
Yeah,
I can't see.
Yeah. So certainly, getting a good handle on the dry eye may kind of maximize mm-hmm. your vision. The glaucoma, it sounds like you've had laser done for that.
I did.
Okay.
I did.
And, for people who have glaucoma, it's very important to have the eye pressure under, maximal control. And if the laser sometimes, isn't enough, then there are other treatment options for that. So
mm-hmm.
certainly, you should be followed on a regular basis. Make sure your eye pressures are under good control. Other things to consider is certainly the back of the eye. Is your retina okay? That would require, a thorough dilated mm-hmm. exam just to be sure that nothing else is going on. I had mentioned macular degeneration earlier on the show. I don't know if you have that or not, but,
I haven't been told that.
Okay. So that's good. But I think, you have several things going on and...
considering my age, Dr. Reed, does that have any bearing on the excessive tearing or the distortion in my vision?
Well,
or I just want to know, I don't want to go through life with distorted vision, for the rest of my life.
Sure. Yeah, I think it would be good to find out what's causing the actual distortion,
mm-hmm.
And... the dry eye can cause blurry vision. I don't know if that's what you're describing. It's usually
mm-hmm.
intermittent. People often describe that the vision kind of comes and goes. At times it's kind of good, but then later on in the day it gets much worse.
The dry eye syndrome?
Yeah,
the tearing?
Dry eye, yeah.
No, the tearing has become worse.
Worse, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, there are other causes of excessive tearing as well.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, the lid position. The puncta, or the drainage, the lacrimal drainage system might be draining,
mm-hmm.
might not be draining properly. There
mm-hmm.
are a lot of things that, we can look at certainly to find the root cause of your eye problems.
I was told before I had my cataracts removed,
mm-hmm.
I was told by other people who've had the surgery, mm-hmm. that once they had the procedure done, mm-hmm. the vision was so clear. It was just a complete change. That yeah. never happened with me.
Oh.
The condition never changed, and different things have happened. And you know, now at this point, I just wonder what the heck is wrong with me?
Yeah, it'd be kind of hard to make a diagnosis without seeing you.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly, you know, the glaucoma. Mm-hmm. You know, if that does progress over time, you know, mm-hmm. That can really affect the vision. So it might be a good idea. I don't know if you've gotten a complete eye exam recently.
Well, I go every 3 to 4 months to see my regular ophthalmologist.
Okay, for your glaucoma. Yeah.
Report is that, you know, the pressure has come down considerably.
Oh, okay.
But it's still, I don't know, the problem is still there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It could be that, you know, the glaucoma has just affected the vision over, you know, mm-hmm. over the long term. I'm not sure what your visual field.
You know, once you have your glaucoma, I mean, when you have surgery uh-huh. on your glaucoma, does that make a difference?
Are you talking about the laser procedure?
Yeah.
If it's the same laser procedure that I'm thinking about, mm-hmm. we do that to lower the eye pressure. That is really the goal of any type of glaucoma treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the type of laser procedure, it can be repeated if the pressure is not under good control.
Well, I've had it down to the mid-teens, mm-hmm, like 14 mm-hmm, in both eyes.
Mm-hmm. The pressure itself is kind of dependent on the individual. It all depends on, mm-hmm, you know, the extent of your glaucoma.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure if that particular pressure is where, you know, you should be at. You know, it all depends on the extent of the glaucoma.
Yeah.
You know, it might be good for one glaucoma patient, but it might be too high for another.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it does depend on the extent or where you are in your glaucoma. I think, you know, you have several things that probably need to be addressed, including the dry eye. I mean, that can be really debilitating.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of comfort as well as your vision.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like, you know, the cataracts are taken care of, so I don't think you have to worry about that unless mm-hmm. you have that opacification.
So it could be something else?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
It all depends on, you know, the extent of your glaucoma, too. But the important thing is you are seeing someone on a regular basis.
Yes, you know. I'm seeing someone regularly.
Good.
Anyway, what... Yeah. You're located in Wahiawa.
We do have an office in Wahiawa, yes.
I'm in Ewa Beach, which is not very far from here.
Okay.
And what are your office hours there?
We can get that information for you. You can go to our website. Do you have internet access or do you use the computer?
No, I don't use the computer because of my eyesight.
Okay. Well, we're there every day from 8 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
And you can give us a call, 621-8448.
621-8448. 448.
Yes.
That's your office number.
Yeah. And we'll have contact information throughout the show as well.
This is Monday through Friday.
Yes, and we're open every other Saturday.
Open every other Saturday. Okay. Yes. All right.
Okay.
And I'll try to call and make an appointment.
Okay.
To come and see somebody there.
All right, Jeannie.
Okay,
sorry I couldn't help you further this morning. But
yeah, okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, glaucoma is something that does affect a lot of people. It's something that can kind of creep up on you. Oftentimes, people don't have any symptoms until the glaucoma has advanced. To a great degree. As I said before, the glaucoma does affect the side or peripheral vision. And people with early changes don't even notice that they have side vision changes because oftentimes the other eye kind of makes up for that vision loss off to the side. And so that's why, you know, I think it is important just to get a periodic checkup, especially if you have family members with glaucoma. that glaucoma does tend to run in families, and we see that a lot in our patients. We have people come in with mom or dad who's had glaucoma, and oftentimes we end up diagnosing glaucoma in them. So it is imperative that you do get an eye checkup if you have family members with glaucoma. She had mentioned the laser procedure for glaucoma. That is something that we do on occasion. The laser treats the area that drains the fluid in the eye. And that's often very effective, and it does lower the eye pressure. And that is the treatment goal, ultimately, is to lower the eye pressure so that the glaucoma does not advance or worsen over time. I'd like to go back to what we're talking about on the eyelids. So for you art buffs out there, do check out the Mona Lisa. Take a closer look. Get out your magnifying glass. You'll see that little bump off to the side on the left eye. I had mentioned droopy eyelids. Some people come in with eyes that are a little bit droopy, and they tend to be visually bothersome. If both eyes are droopy, I tend not to worry, because that's kind of something that happens naturally with age. The skin tends to sag on the upper eyelid. Sometimes it's enough that it does block the vision, and that can be surgically corrected if it does block the vision. However, if the drooping eyelid is one-sided or is not even or happens kind of suddenly, that's something that should be checked out. So if you or you know anyone with one eye that's particularly more droopy than the other, you should definitely get that checked out. Because that could be due to some sort of neurologic issue. I had mentioned the cranial nerves before when talking about that gentleman with double vision. One of the nerves affects or controls the eyelid movement. So certainly if that's been damaged or if it's affected, that can cause a droopy eyelid. There are other conditions that may cause drooping eyelid, something called myasthenia gravis. It affects the muscles. So certainly if you have any droopiness or uneven droopiness, get that checked out. There's also a certain condition called floppy eyelid syndrome, where the eyelids are floppy, as the name suggests. And what happens is, since the eyelids are floppy, they open up easily, especially at nighttime. And if you lie on your side and the eyes are opened up, can imagine if they rub against your pillow or your sheet, it can be really bothersome in the morning when you wake up. And this condition is pretty interesting. It usually affects overweight males, and oftentimes them or their significant other complain that they snore a lot at nighttime, and that's because this condition is often associated with sleep apnea. So whenever I see this in a patient, I always recommend that they get that checked out, especially by their primary care doctor, because they may have sleep apnea. We're out of time this morning. It was great talking to you folks, sharing about eye conditions and eye diseases. I want to thank our callers for calling in with their questions. If you have any questions or issues, give us a call, or we'll see you again or hear you next Saturday. I think Dr. Tortora will be back. So anyway, thanks for having me today, and have a great weekend.
You've been listening to the Hawaiian Eye Show, sponsored by the Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better, with Harvard-trained eye surgeon Dr. Christopher Tortora. If you have an eye problem, want to get a second opinion, or aren't seeing as well as you used to, make an appointment with Dr. Tortora or one of the doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center in Central Oahu or Hilo by calling C-2020. That's 733-2020. Until next week, here's looking at you.
When you have a cataract, your vision gets gradually worse over time. You don't see as well.
Having the corrective surgery and now having the vision of a much younger man, I can see again.
Our state-of-the-art surgery center offers safety and convenience without a hospital stay. Visit our website and learn what's involved in a cataract procedure. You'll be surprised how easy it can be.
Take a virtual tour of a cataract procedure at their website, HawaiianEye.com. To make an appointment, call Hawaiian Eye Center at C2020. That's 733-2020. Or from the neighbor islands, call 888-621-2020.
Glenn Beck. I'll be politically incorrect because the political system is no longer correct. Weekday afternoons at 4. Sucks to be you. You're going to have to listen to me speak.
KHVH Honolulu.
An iHeart radio station.